The first criminal charges against Bill Cosby are moving closer to trial. Following a preliminary hearing today in Norristown, a judge found that the charges will not be tossed out. It comes after Cosby's attorneys delayed the key hearing for months and tried to derail the case, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Some observers were expecting accuser Andrea Constant to take the stand. Instead, a former police detective did, recounting what Constant had told police a year after the 2004 alleged sexual assault. Cosby's attorney, Brian McMonagle, said in his 30 years of practicing law, he's never seen the accuser skip taking the stand during a preliminary hearing. McMonagle called the detective's testimony secondhand, tantamount to hearsay. But the judge said it was fine. After the hearing, Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele agreed.
Hearsay is admissible, and we're just over the next hurdle in this.
And it's a pretty significant hurdle to clear. The preliminary hearing is usually a time for the defense to poke holes in a case. For prosecutors, it's a time to beat back the defense without exposing too much of their evidence, says attorney Stephen Gaudet. He was watching the hearing but isn't involved on either side.
And it always is a tug of war because naturally the defense wants to use the preliminary as an opportunity for a number of things. One, to establish the record, take shots at the preliminary hearing early on to see if they can knock out charges at that early stage.
Two former police detectives who worked on the Constant case and a police chief took the stand. Most of what came out was already known, but it was the first time full police statements were read, adding new details. Like after she took pills Cosby gave her, Constant told police her legs felt rubbery, her vision was blurred, and she thought about calling 911. She next awoke at 4 a.m., with her bra undone and feeling like she had been violated. Attorney Gaudet said, even though Cosby's defense attorney got shut down by the judge when trying to question the witness, it gave the public a preview of what to expect at trial.
In this scenario, obviously, credibility is going to be everything in the end of the day. But by law, it's not at the preliminary hearing.
Cosby's next hearing, an arraignment, is scheduled for July 20th, but he won't have to appear. A trial date has not yet been set. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.